Next case, please.
Next case is case number 11-423, the application of Bruce S. Casher. Location is south of Route 54 Lighthouse Road, and being southwest of Wilson Avenue, 325 feet east of Lincoln Drive, and being lot 28, block 3, within Cape Windsor subdivision, with a 911 address of 38792 Wilson Avenue, Subbeville, Delaware, with a tax map ID reference of District 533, map 20.18, parcel number 134, requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement. And to be more specific, requesting a 5-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback requirement for a dwelling, requesting an 8.2-foot variance from the required 10-foot side yard setback for an HVAC, and requesting a 10-foot variance from the required 20-foot rear yard setback for porch and steps. Gentlemen, we received no letters of support, no letters in opposition, and one mayor return on this application. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Bruce Casher, 209 Summit Trace Road, Langhorne, Pennsylvania, 19047.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Joanne Green, 209 Summit Trace Road, Langhorne, PA, 19047.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
And how do you spell your first name?
J-O capital A-N-N.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Mr. Chairman, gentlemen, for the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I represent the applicants, Bruce and Joanne. They are the owners of Lot 28, Block 3 in Cape Windsor. The lot is located on the west side of Wilson Avenue. The lot is 50 feet wide, 84.2 feet deep, and borders on a lagoon in the rear. The lot contains 4,210 square feet. As you know, Cape Windsor was originally developed as a mobile home community. It has a unique set of setbacks, 5-foot front, 10-foot sides, and a 20-foot rear. And you know there's been a history in Cape Windsor over the past 20 years of replacing many of the older mobile homes with larger modern dwellings. And that is exactly what the applicants are planning to do, and this will be their permanent residence. Our application is for rear and side yard variances for the proposed new dwelling. We're requesting a 5-foot variance in the rear for the dwelling itself, and that would result in a 15-foot setback from the lagoon for the dwelling, and an additional 5 feet variance in the rear yard for some open steps that would come down from the building. In addition, we're requesting a 5-foot variance for the dwelling on the north side, and that would be a side yard variance, and a 3.2 foot variance for the HVAC unit. If you look at Exhibit A of the documents that I handed to Mr. Lank, Exhibit A shows the proposed dwelling, and you can see there the front setback is much larger than is required, 26 feet. The south side yard setback would be approximately 20 feet, and then you can see the rear of 15 feet and the side of 5 feet, and then where the open steps are in the HVAC units. If you look at Exhibit B, Exhibit B is actually a survey of the existing structures on lot number 28, and this is going to be demolished. And as you can see, the existing home actually has a rear setback of 14.1 feet, and in addition, there's a deck there, attached to the rear of the existing dwelling, and that existing deck has an 8-foot setback. And again, with the existing improvements on the property, the south side setback currently is 4.6 feet. There's some steps there which are only 1 feet from the property line, and then there is an HVAC unit that's 1.5 feet. And you'll also notice on Exhibit B that the home on both the homes to the left and the right of this lot have rear yard setbacks of 15 feet and 13 feet currently. And then on lot 29, which is a lot to the north, you'll see that it has a 5 foot setback from the from lot 28 and an HVAC unit in the setback area. So in summary, our request is for a 15 foot rear yard setback and then an additional setback for the steps. And that's basically the same setback as the neighbors have on either side, and is actually a greater setback than the current rear yard setback for the existing improvements on the property. As to the side yards, the existing home, as I indicated, has a 4.6 foot setback with a HVAC unit in the setback. The new home, in effect, is relocating that 5 foot or 4.6 foot setback to the north side of the property. So the proposed new home and house will basically have a 5 foot setback adjacent to a 5 foot setback, and both those homes there will have the HVAC units within that setback area. So what's being proposed is actually greater setbacks than the current improvements that are on the property. As to the legal requirements, the variances are needed due to practical difficulties associated with the uniqueness of the lots in Cape Windsor and this ongoing transition from being an older mobile home, basically summer community, to a modern year-round home community. The variances will allow the reasonable use of the lot in a manner similar to other lots and new homes in the development. What's being proposed is a three-story dwelling, stick-built dwelling, which of course will meet the height requirements of the ordinance. These circumstances are not self-created. Nothing's been built yet. The request is being made in anticipation of building what's being proposed. Again, the request here is a result of the evolution of Cape Windsor into the development that it has become. And the variances are, we believe, the minimum required for the reasonable use of the property, and as I mentioned, are no greater than the actual existing setbacks of the dwelling on the property at this moment. The variances will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. To the effect that they affect the essential character, we think it's going to be an improvement compared to what's there now. And as I said, the existing manufactured home is going to be demolished. And we think the request is in character with the area. Exhibit C of the exhibits that I handed out just highlights blocks 3, 4, and 5 in Cape Windsor. The cashier's lot is the lot in yellow. The lots marked in red or pink there have all had setback variances granted by the board. And the board's noted on many occasions in these prior decisions that in Cape Windsor that the lots are unique in terms of the size, and that there are practical difficulties in the ability to allow for modern replacement structures without variances. We believe that the requested variances will permit an improvement that's consistent with the development and what's been happening in Cape Windsor. It'll have no negative impact on the values or uses in the community, and we request your approval. Is everything I just said true and correct, Bruce?
Yes.
Joanne? And I'll be happy to try to answer any questions you might have.
Okay. See, then are there any questions from members of the board? We'll start with you, Mr. Rickards.
Well, Campbell, why can't we move this house? It's not built yet, is that right, Mr. Fuquay? Why can't we move this house a little bit over, I would say, to the south? And why can't we, the proposed house?
Move it to so there would be no required side yard setback variance.
Right.
The main reason is that the as you see from Exhibit C, it's been an ongoing evolution in the development that 5 foot setbacks have been approved on numerous lots. Part of that is due to the depth of these lots are somewhat shallower than a normal lot since they're only 84, I believe. It's 84 feet.
Okay.
The reality of it is that the, and I know you've all been to Cape Windsor before, they're rather narrow streets. The lagoon, of course, people that buy a lot on a lagoon tend to have a boat. As you can see, there is a boat dock there. And in order to ultimately have parking and a place to place the boat on the lot, it does...
That would be on the south side of the proposed residence?
Right, right. Well, yeah, we're creating, as you can see, there's a 20-foot setback. There's a 20-foot setback that's being created or proposed.
Because you only need 10, right?
The 10 is the required setback, right. But 10 would not... as far as storing a boat or a boat trailer, 10 would not be sufficient. The house is being moved back in order to provide for adequate parking in the front also. But again, parking on the street there is not really a viable way to park.
So it would be a hardship to move that, you're saying, that proposed residence over and eliminate the 8.2 variance?
Well, I think what we're stating is that to build the house within the required setbacks would be a practical difficulty in terms of taking away the functional use of the yards, particularly in light of the nature of Cape Windsor and the history of how it's developed with the setbacks.
No other questions,
Mr. Warby?
Question.
No?
The nature being nautical aquatic type of property and typically, there's boats included, and 10 feet is typically not wide enough to access boat.
As we all know, it's pretty unique to have lagoons, and we know there'll be no more lagoons ever created. So, and of course, you're all familiar with the fact that at one point in time, Cape Windsor was a nice little community. It's a very expensive community now. It's not what it was when I first came to Sussex back in the 70s. It's a whole different deal down there. I didn't realize how much those lots go for now. So, again, it's a reasonable use of the property in terms of it being on a canal with a boat dock on it.
Okay, thank you.
Mr. Johnson? And I have no further questions. So, hearing none, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? I'm sorry?
I have a
caller. All right, sir, you need to come up here and be sworn in, please. And then I'll be glad to.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Kerry Wirtz, 38834 Wilson Avenue, Selbyville, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
All right, sir.
Gentlemen, I live on Wilson Avenue at the end, 38834 Wilson Avenue, and I travel up and down Wilson Avenue on a daily basis. We have properties where they park their boats on the front of the property, not alongside of their property, and they tend to spill out into the street. Wilson Avenue is a mere 20 feet wide. The trash trucks, the recycling trucks going up and down the street, it can get really busy. So adequate parking is essential on our road. Mm-hmm. And I've talked with Bruce and Joe. I met them in the fall, and we spent some time together. They're putting together a house they intend to call home and live there full time, and I'm a full time resident. We look forward to them coming to the community. I believe that their plan is allowing for them to get cars off the road, visitors' cars, and so on and so forth. And it's hard to give ample parking in Cape Windsor. So I'm all for their plan and allowing for them to be able to get their boats and their vehicles off the street.
Off the street, you're saying?
Off the street. Yes, sir.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
One more question again, applicant, Mr. Chairman. What is the rear yard setback you're asking for, 10 foot?
We're requesting a 5 foot variance on the rear for the dwelling.
Okay.
And an additional 5 foot, but that's only for the steps. So the steps would be 10 foot.
Okay.
But the dwelling is only a 5 foot variance.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, let's call them for a chair call for a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion that we approve case number 11,423 for the following reasons. The applicant has indicated the standards and made the statements for the standards for granting a variance, and there is a uniqueness to the property. It's a 50 by, I believe, 84 foot property deep. That certainly is unique. There's not much room there. And a variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property, and the unnecessary hardship has not been created by the applicant. I believe that the statement is also made by the person in favor that to get the traffic off the street certainly makes it a hardship if it's they are parked in the street, so the hardship is not being created by the applicant. And the variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood. And the requested variance is the minimum that will afford relief, and the variance represents the least modification possible of the regulation in use.
Okay, we have a second to that motion.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Rickards, second by Mr. Workman, that we approve case number 11,423. All those in favor? Mr. Mills?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons I stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,423 is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.